Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Happy Monday, Girls Night gang, and welcome to another episode of Girls Night with Alexis Waters. Today I'm joined by one of the most iconic contestants in Bachelor Nation history. She is the blonde bombshell from Miami who would do anything for a plate of cheese pasta from her nanny Raquel, queen of taking naps during the rose ceremonies, and last and definitely not least, her heart is gold, but her vagine is platinum. Let's welcome Corinne Olympios, everybody. Woo! Welcome to Girls Night.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
First off, I have to let our Girls Night listeners know that I can confirm that Corinne's vagine is platinum and beautiful and bald. And let's just leave it at that. I can't wait to catch up with you. I haven't seen you in years.
I know, because I'm not invited to anything from our season anymore because nobody likes it.
Okay. I'm not invited to anything either. Actually, that's 100% lie. I'm invited to everything. But, you know, so I wouldn't mind not being. I don't really like doing things these days. But I'm so excited to have you on because you are a juicy gal. And I feel like you're just ready to spill some tea. And if anybody has the tea, it's the corn on her cob. Corn on the cob herself.
Yeah. Yep. Up the tea, bitch. Give me all the tea. Well, I'm going to get
the tea. Okay, well, let's start off with Alexis's ADHD thoughts and Corinne's reactions. I feel like you have ADHD too, right? Or am I just made that up in my ADHD brain.
I think I just have ADD because I just can't focus on one thing at one time and my thoughts are all over the place. But I don't think I have ADHD. That's like hyperness, right?
Yeah, I definitely have both. I've and probably something else that I don't know about. But anyways, okay, let's start with I don't know why I thought about this the other day, but I was thinking about, like, now that I said it out loud, it's not as funny as I thought it was going to be, but, like, how the fuck did we learn about yodeling? You know what I mean? Like, who the fuck was the first person that started yodeling and it became a form of singing? But I'm not – and, like, who's one to judge if it's a good yodel or a bad yodel? Like, is there any famous yodelers out there?
Is there like a famous yodel like ranker? Like you're good at it or you're bad at
like,
it?
Like how do we know if I, you know what I mean? And then I'm not disrespecting yodel. Like no yodelers come at me. Like just want to say I'm not disrespecting. I'm just curious.
Honestly, mad respect.
Mad respect to the yodelers. I just don't understand how it came about. You know, and like imagine being at the MTV Awards and they're like best yodeler of the year award. Corinne Olympios. I usually don't look these up before I just write them down. I never want the answer, but I just like to talk about it. Cause I'm like, first of all, why is this coming in my head? And second of all, what the fuck is a yodeler and have you ever met one? And is it like a specific region where they yodelers exist?
Isn't it from like Ireland or something,
Kevin?
Or like Sweden?
I thought it was Switzerland.
Like Netherlands, Sweden.
That's it.
Can we Google it just for my own sanity? But no yodelers come after me and Corinne. We're full support of the yodeling community. We just want answers, you know?
Full support.
Okay, while Kevin is doing that, my next ADHD thought is I've come to the conclusion that Target is a dangerous place. Not only last night did I see a man bend over in front of me. He had the hairiest ass crack I've ever seen in my life. I was like, come on. And like, not once did he drop something, bent down, saw the hairy ass, then dropped it again. So he bent. I was like, okay, I'm just trying to get by. And then I still have the visual in my brain for the rest of my life. But I don't even remember what I went to Target for, but then I ended up buying like the most random fucking shit. And I'm like, Alexis, just one thing. Tissue paper. That's what you needed.
It can't. It doesn't work like that.
Remember when some girls saw you shopping at Marshall's and they were like, oh my God, Corinne Olympios shops at Marshall's.
It's Switzerland.
By the way, that was like my most liked tweet and like video ever. It was the most insane thing ever. She didn't even care. Like, I was standing literally right there and she was like, calls her friend, staring at me. She goes, Corinne Olympios shops at Marshall's. Hangs up and walks away. I was like, hi.
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, she didn't say hi to you? I thought she came up to you after. Oh, and no. Kevin confirmed that yodeling is, Corinne, you are correct.
Oh, she actually said Sweden. It's Switzerland. Oh. But it's also in Germany and Austria.
Those are like all the same. Yeah. Not that I'm like racist or anything against those countries.
No, it's all pretty close.
They're like on the same region. Like when I think of Ireland, Switzerland, and Sweden, I think of like little like overalls with like the little like designs.
Like the German beer.
Like Lederhosen. That's like exactly what popped up on the Wikipedia page. They were wearing that.
Yeah, so you're not, you're just saying it. Saying it as it is. Like when I think of, what do you think of America? I think of a hot dog. And now I actually want one. Fuck. Okay.
Wow. Love one so much right now.
Okay. Next up is, oh, okay. My producer just fell in the studio. All right.
Kevin
down. Producer down.
I'm all right. Sorry, guys.
Okay. We're back in business. Okay. What the fuck is brain freeze? How do we get it? What's going on? How do we know what it is? And how does it go from freezing in 3.5 seconds and then your brain starts working again?
Yeah, like totally back to normal. It's so weird.
It's so, and then you know, I know how to like get rid of it, but you literally just pressure up. Don't you like put your thumb on up under your mouth and push up?
I always just waited it out.
Oh, I hate brain freezes.
I don't know what causes that.
That is, it's weird. I wrote this down because my nephew is eating ice cream and he's a fucking, like, he's 3 years old, but he's really like a 50-year-old man trapped in a 3-year-old body. And he was eating the ice cream so fast and he just starts screaming. And I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, brain freeze, brain freeze. And I'm like, oh my God. And the fact that he already knows what it is, like, okay, stop giving the kid ice cream, Tara, my sister Tara, like, first of all. And what the fuck is brain freeze? How do we get it? I need answers. Girls Night listeners, if you know, help me and Corinne out because we have no fucking idea. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Girls Night Gang, I didn't even touch base with you about the podcast that I recorded with my mom while I was in New Jersey. First off, I had the best week of my life in New Jersey. Never thought I would say that, but here I am. I had so much fun with my mom. My sister's shower was beautiful. Her and my mom got along. They were civil. Everything worked out. I felt so much better. The past 2 years has been such a struggle with my family, me being in the middle on top of me just trying to live my personal life and fulfill my dreams. But with that being said, family is the most important. And when that's not doing well, I'm not doing well. So I thank God and I thank BetterHelp for everything running smoothly in New Jersey. Girls Night Gang, is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist.
you can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional therapy done securely online. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Girls Night Gang, I want every single one of you to listen to me when I say, if you are having a rough week, a rough month, if you're thinking scary thoughts, if you're just unhappy in a situation, I want you to talk to somebody. And BetterHelp is so amazing. I tell everyone about it. It is life-changing. And if you want to make a change in your life for the better, BetterHelp is the way to go. So Girls Night Gang, all you have to do to get started is visit betterhelp.com/night. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. So once again, this special offer for Girls Night listeners, you guys get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/night. Once again, that's 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/night. Okay, now let's play a game called Making America Crin Again.
Yay!
Are you ready, Crin?
I'm so ready. I was born ready for this.
Okay, number one, biggest lesson you learned from being on the Bachelor franchise?
Biggest lesson that I've learned?
Or biggest regret?
Lesson that I learned, seriously, is like everyone, trust no one.
Ooh.
There were girls that tended to be my friend when the cameras were off. And when the cameras turned on, it was like, what happened to you 5 seconds ago when you were hanging out on my bed and now you're talking shit about me? Like, what?
Would you name, who was it? Starts with a V, ends with an A? Starts with a T.
And also that sucks, but yeah, that is her. And Jasmine did it too, but I love Jasmine so much, so it's okay.
Yeah, Jasmine. You can't even like, I can't get mad at her.
Okay. It's fine.
Everything's fine. Okay, did anything happen behind the scenes of The Bachelor that people would be shocked to know? I feel like you were more with the producers than you were with the cast.
I feel like the
producers kind of just like kidnapped you.
Yeah. I also got like manicures behind all your backs because they loved me.
Oh, interesting. Because the night I went home, I had to get my mustache done and the lady fucking burnt my lip and I had to go home with a burnt upper lip. So I think that's why Nick sent me home. That's what I just keep telling myself. And I keep telling the Girls Night listeners, yeah, I got to send home because I had a burnt upper lip, but no big deal. If you can't take me as I am, then watch me as I go. See ya. Burnt lip at all. But okay, so anything that I don't know, maybe? So I feel like you told me a lot, but something that people would be shocked.
People would be shocked to know.
Either Bachelor or Bachelor, or if we don't have to go down the Bachelor in Paradise road if you don't want to.
No, I mean,
it happened. It happened. You created a drinking rule for all TV networks, I think.
Yeah, I did. I feel like something that people would be shocked to know is that I like tried to escape one night when we were in New Orleans and I like ran down the hallway screaming and a banana was like, okay, Corinne, you can't do that because you scared a lot of people in the hotel. I was like, help. And I was like, I just wanted to call my mom.
Wait, why? But you were trying to leave the hotel?
It was the day that it was the down day when we weren't filming and me and D-Lo got so blacked that you guys had to barricade me into a separate room by literal suitcases. And then I came out the next morning and everyone was like, are we okay now? And I was like, honestly, I don't know.
It was after you got the rose.
Yeah.
With the Taylor, the 2-in-1 date.
Was it that?
Yep. It was before or after. I think Taylor might have still been there.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about. I got kicked home in New Orleans, so it was probably when I left. So this is awkward. And I can't believe you got manicures behind your back. Now I'm fucking pissed. My nails were chipped the whole time. I would be like, D-Lo, what are you doing? And she would be painting her nails. I'm like, do you want to do mine? Because I literally didn't want to do anything. But she was so good at makeup, hair, everything, food. I was just like, D-Lo, be my friend. Help me. Help me. I'm poor.
Literally, I know.
Okay.
Wait, do you think anyone on our season had an affair with anyone?
Had an affair with, what do you mean?
Like anyone that worked on the show?
No, but I remember back in the day when one of the girls got with the producer and she got kicked off. Right?
I have a theory having an affair on our season, but
okay, say your theory.
No, it's fine.
Bitch.
We'll talk about it.
Bitch. No. We're going to talk about it twice. What? Who? I think I know. Was it you? Were you involved?
No.
I don't know. I was too drunk to really be paying that close attention.
I think she's alluding it to it being her. Where? Alluding to it being her.
You think it's a crit?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Oh, I don't know. She's audio only listener. She's acting weird. Uh-huh. She's acting weird.
No, I think Taylor.
It was Taylor and
Taylor and Todd.
Ooh. I wouldn't put it past me, but I don't know anything. Allegedly, this
I'm just
is
kidding.
What happened.
Totally a theory. So don't take this like for real. I'm just kidding.
No, first of all, nobody takes anything we say on Girls Night, and I hope they don't. Seriously, because let's be real. It's a Girls Night, no judge zone. Say whatever the fuck you want. Okay. What was your first impression of the girls from our season? Like from night one? Because I was full blown blacked out and I remembered you. And that's it.
I bombed. My dress was the best dress.
Okay.
You told me my dress was the best dress too.
I probably was drunk. No, I'm kidding. I remember you. You were so pretty. And then I only remember you and I think you. I don't remember anybody else.
Well, I was the very first one out of the limo and they didn't air it that way, but I was the very first girl into the mansion and I'll never forget it because it was the worst moment of my life. I like walked into the mansion and like the entire crew was just in the kitchen and they were like looking at me and I'm like, hey guys, like, what do I do? They're like, don't talk to us. What am I supposed to do? No one was talking to me. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It was the worst moment ever.
No, but do you remember? Like, do you remember who came in next?
I don't remember who came in next. I remember Taylor was actually trying to get buddy-buddy with me night one. And I almost did. And then I very quickly realized, bad fucking idea. But I remember when D-Lo walked in, I was like, oh my God, she's really pretty. Like, she's going to win.
I remember. I think I remember D-Lo. I don't think I do.
Is D-Lo the one that dropped the pizzas?
Yes.
Okay, thought so.
D-Lo's just on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I can't really talk about first impressions because I don't really remember anybody. But go ahead. Only the people that you remember.
I think night one was the only night that I wasn't blacked out. So that's fun.
So you had like, what was your first impression of everyone?
My first impression of you was like, she's funny, but it's so funny because she doesn't know that I'm funny yet either.
But did I talk to you? I just remember you being really like, you were so pretty. Oh, and I remember that girl, Haley. Do you remember her? She's from Canada.
Was she a night one-er?
No, she was only in for a little bit of the mansion, but she was really pretty. And I actually remembered Sarah Vendel. Weirdly.
Okay. I don't like Sarah Vendel. Okay. I has a really crazy smile and it really fucking scares me. It's like one of those people that's like, everything's fine all the time. Everything's fine. And she just like is really crazy behind the scenes, which I think she actually was. I think she yelled at our producer like randomly about her dress one time.
I think I knew that too, but
I'm scared.
Sarah Wendel, I just remembered because I think her dress was really, her dress was, she was definitely best dressed. I probably told everybody that. No, I'm kidding.
I think my, you told me
I was best dressed, bitch. Let's be real. No, I'm kidding.
I love you, but you were best dressed on other days, just not that day.
My fashion game wasn't strong on The Bachelor. I didn't really have much style yet, you know? I evolved over the years. It's okay, though.
Botox or filler or anything yet, so my face was just like a pencil.
No, you were such a baby, and you were so beautiful. I mean, you still are, but I'm saying, like, I remember you being, like, so shy, too.
It's so funny because nobody knows that about me.
I remember going on the bus the first, well, it was basically, like, our second time meeting, but the first night... Clearly, obviously, I was. Yeah. Who knows where I was? Who knows what I was? Nobody will ever know. But we got on the bus, and Jasmine was there, and Jasmine's, you know, talking up a storm, and you're sitting there, and I'm like, "Oh my God, you're so pretty," and you were like so shy.
Shy and so scared. Like I just talked about this on my podcast. Like. I literally sweat and get so nervous when fans come up to me and talk to me or anybody. Like if I run into someone, like beet red, sweating, and like people, that's something that people are super shocked to learn about me.
I know. I was going to ask what's the biggest misconception of you, but I feel like it's definitely the fact that you're very, like, I remember trying to talk to you on the bus and you were like so nervous to be there.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then you were... the jeans platinum.
And then you came to the bathroom with me and you saw it while we were peeing. You were like, oh my God.
It is platinum.
I was like, I told you, babe.
She ain't lying. She ain't lying, folks. She ain't lying. Okay. So over the summer, there was like a lot of drama going on with Ellen and her staff and how her workplace is. And I remember... No, I remember reaching out to you and being like, Corinne, how was your experience on Ellen? And you were, tell the listeners, because this is one of my questions. So how was your experience on the Ellen show?
I'm telling you, it was the most bizarre experience of my life. And I almost got canceled for talking about it on the Morning Toast with Claudia and Jackie Oshry. But it was the most bizarre experience of my life. And honestly, she wasn't that nice to me. I was really, really scared. We accidentally ran into her during her holy ping pong game that she does before the show. And she has an Olympic ping ponger come play with her before her show. We ran into her accidentally before the show, and all the producers on her show were like, that was really bad. That was not supposed to happen. She does not like that. And I was like, oh my God, it was so awkward.
Wait, you guys didn't talk prior? Like, she didn't come to your room or anything?
No, it's not warm and cozy. It's not.
But
I think that Ellen is.
But I think, was the interview when you sat down with her in front of the live audience awkward?
Oh, it was the scariest thing ever. And I'm pretty sure. Okay,
Corinne is currently making her Halloween costume. Am I wrong?
You're wrong. Sorry.
Or are you making Aura beads?
I'm making Aura beads. I have a bunch of orders that I just can't slow down on.
I'm wearing mine in support. Mine says Jersey Girl, Free Britney, and Hoop Nation. You know me so well, bitch.
Oh my God, I love that for us.
But okay, so Ellen plays ping pong before the show with an Olympic ping ponger. And if you walk past her,
and you are not. No, like look.
She's a really big ping ponger.
Ping ponger.
Who, you know, you learn something new every day. And like, you couldn't look her in the eyes or something. Like, I heard that was a thing.
I'm sure it is.
She say bye to you? Like after the interview, like how did it work? Were the producers nice? At least
she ran past me and was like, hey, great show. That's after she told me that I had a D in my mouth. If you recall.
Oh, I don't recall, but anyways, okay, let's move on. Good times on Ellen. Craziest celebrity encounter.
Definitely Shay Mitchell, and it's one of my most embarrassing moments of my life.
And you're going to have to tell it.
Well, I ran into her at a Revolve party, and she came up to me, and she was like, I absolutely love you. And I was obviously wasted. And I was like, wait, I love you too. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so drunk. Like, I don't know what to do. And I don't know why I said that. I was just so nervous and I was so drunk. And she was like, it's going to be okay. And like walked away. And I was like, I don't know why I just told Shay Mitchell that I was really drunk.
I mean, you're just in the moment. Like it is, but she's so pretty too in person. She like stunning.
It's annoying. Yeah.
She's beautiful. And she's Shay Mitchell. I'm thinking of the right one. The one that's on you, on the show you.
Shay Mitchell is the one from Pretty Little Liars.
Yes. She's yes. Oh yeah. She's stunning. But I don't think that's a bad celebrity encounter. I think that's kind of just funny, you know? It's like I told Shane, like Tyga grabbed my butt once and I'll never get over it. And then one time I told Chris Brown to stop smoking cigarettes and I had cocaine over my nose and he was like,
"Oh, I have a good one. I was obviously so drunk at SpongeBob on Broadway in New York. And who's the guy that plays the Green Lantern?
Oh, come on, Franco. Kevin.
Ryan Reynolds?
Franco.
Oh, James Franco.
Oh, here's a Green Goblin.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I'm a comic book nerd. I know all this crap.
I knew it. That's why I have you here.
Thanks.
So I was sitting near him, and this is when I first started dating John. And I was clearly trying to get James. Franco's attention. And he was looking at me, and John's like, are you serious? Like, I'm sitting right here. I was like, honestly, bye. So John went to the bathroom and I like leaned up like on the side of like the like thing. Cause I thought I was like hot shit. Like I was on every cover of every magazine at the time. Like everybody like wanted to be my friend. So I was like, obviously I can get Franco to like me and I'm going to date him and marry him. Duh.
Sorry,
so,
John.
Looking all cool. He doesn't say anything. So after, and this was actually when he was going through a scandal. So after the show, long story short, I go up to him with John and I was like, hey, just so you know, I'm a really big fan. I was like, can we take a photo? And he's like, no, sorry, I can't take photos like right now. And I was like, fuck you. I take photos with all my fans. And I walked away. And then someone asked me for a photo as I was walking away. And I was like, see?
You said this to James Franco?
I literally screamed it at him.
The best part about this is if James Franco said yeah, like, and you guys hit it off, John will always be the one that got dumped at a SpongeBob musical.
Poor James Franco.
Poor James Franco. I think that would be like worst way you can get dumped. SpongeBob literally musical.
Literally ever.
That's hilarious. I'm going to pour one out for John. I like John. No offense.
No, it's fine. I like John too. He's cool.
Just not the one.
He just wasn't the one, and it's okay. We've discovered that.
That's fine. I mean, everybody comes into your life for a reason, season, or lifetime. That's what Ryan Gates told me, and I always stick to it. One thing you are glad you tried but will never do again. Vin the Builder? No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry, Corinne. I had to. I had to. I love you. I love you. Aura Beads. Buy them. www.aurabeads.com.
That's not even the name of the company, you idiot.
That's close.
Is it though? Is
or a sugar bear.
Aura Sugar.
Aura Sugar.
Like Aura, your Aura.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love mine that I'm wearing right now. So everybody go purchase and don't get mad at me. Okay. So what is one thing you glad you tried but never will do again? And I'm not going to say what I said.
Okay, fine. Okay. So something I've tried, but I'll never do again.
Mine is probably anal sex.
I knew that you were going to say that. I think mine is go on a boat in the fucking bayou with my arch.
What?
And I'm not.
Oh, Taylor from The Bachelor. Yeah, I was like, when the fuck were you in a bayou?
I'm so scared of her. I told y'all about Ellen. I told y'all about Taylor. When is everyone going to start listening to me?
I know. We really didn't.
Yeah, you guys fucking suck, but it's fine.
Okay, I love you. What is something people would be surprised to know about you? I mean, we kind of went through this, but
I'm really shy and have really bad social anxiety. Like, I could like almost throw up when I go out to a club by myself.
I feel like that's why you're super close with your sister.
I can do anything when my sister's there because I just feel like
safe.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if she's not, like,
is she the more outgoing one?
Huh?
Does she have social anxiety?
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, no, sometimes it's good to have somebody there because you just feel, I knew that about you too. And I remember when you came on Paradise, like I was looking out for you like there was no tomorrow. I was screaming at the producers. Like I went Jersey on them. Like I had your back because I knew you were so nervous and you had such bad anxiety. So I was just like, can somebody get this girl a water? And stop filming her. Stop. Like, I was like literally trying to help you out, girl. And they were loving it.
Yeah. Well,
that didn't end well. Okay. Biggest deal breaker in dating. What is your biggest turn off or what's something that you just, it's a deal breaker.
And if you haven't. I can't, like, if you have like any sort of like your own scent that's not cologne, done, you're out.
Wait, I thought you said if you had a booger at first.
Well, that too, but
I thought you started the sentence was like, if you have a booger, it's you're done, you're out. And I'm like, well, I think everybody gets them.
Yeah, booger could be an isolated incident.
No, I hate boogers though. Like I will, like when Tyler and I have children.
Yeah, because when you're kids, you rub them money.
No. Yeah. My sisters would cover me in boogers and call me booger girl. But I told Tyler when we have children, I could do the poop and the pee. If she fucking sneezes or he, you gotta get the tissue because I can't fucking touch it.
Yeah.
Oh. No. Okay. So their scent. What do you mean by their scent? They need to have cologne on at all times?
No, it's just if you have like a certain odor about yourself, like you'll know
if they smell. If they do. You're not into smelly dudes.
No, nah. And like if you have bad style and pit stains, you're also out.
Who has pit stains?
guys get pit stains and I like it.
I'm very aware, but like 24/7, like you were dating someone that always had like sweaty pits.
Yeah, there is people like that, and that's a no-no.
No, I know. Why don't you just tell them to get Botox in their armpit so they don't sweat anymore?
I mean, I could. I wouldn't even get as far because I would just not see them again after noticing.
So are you on the dating scene right now?
Yes, I am, babe.
You are on the dating scene. Are you on any apps?
I mean, I'm on Raya.
Ooh, you're so A-list, Corinne. I can't handle it. You were just also on TMZ sporting a bunny costume for Halloween. Is that where you're going to be?
No, that's not what I'm going to be. That's why I took a photo in it. I'm doing different costumes all weekend.
It took me 5 days to create one costume. So you go, girl.
Girl, do you not understand that Halloween, like I thrive.
No, you do thrive. I love costumes, but Halloween's like kind of every day for me because I'm always doing weird dressing up yep. And
our amazing company that I love, Hoop Nation.
Hoop Nation, baby. Okay. Since you were on Girls Night, what was your wildest Girls Night out? And I need detail. I need all aspects and give it to me hard.
Okay. So I have a good one for this. So me and my cousin went out after she graduated speech pathology school. And we went to live with our guys that were like our guys at the time, like the guys that we just went out with that always got like $20,000 tables and Dom just like on it. So we like went out to live, we're drinking, we're this. And I look over and Jamie is passed out on the couch in live. And like the bouncers that we know were like, we got to get her out of here. So they like, I didn't realize how drunk I was even. So they pull us under the stage, which is like under, like down beneath, below Liv. They bring my car around. Jamie is throwing up on herself.
Oh. I'm
like, driving home. This was before Uber existed. And I'm like, it's fine. I can drive home. So I'm like speeding and I get pulled over.
Oh.
And
the car comes up
to the car and I'm drunk. And he's like, and I was underage at the time. He's like, hi. I gave him my license. He's like, oh, you're under 21. Were you at Live tonight? And I was like, what? No.
What were you wearing?
I had a giant lip sticker on my shirt.
Meanwhile, is your friend still in the car?
My cousin's in the car.
Oh, cousin.
Throw up her dress. He's like, is your friend okay? He's like walking around the side of the car. I'm hitting her. I'm like, wake the fuck up. She like wakes up. She's like, ooh. And he's like looking at me. He's like, okay, you need to get out of the car. And then I realized, I was like, fuck, I'm drunk. And he knows I'm drunk. And he's making me do a walking test. So then I got my shit together. And he's like, where are your shoes? I'm like, in the car. Wasn't wearing shoes. He's like, I know you were at Lyft tonight. And I was like, I wasn't at Lyft tonight. And he's like, I'm like, listen, I live 5 minutes up the road. I was almost home. I was on Collins. My parents live on Collins. And I was like, I'm almost home. Just let me go. And he's like, fine. Just this one time, I'm trusting you to get home. And I don't know how to this day I didn't get a DUI, but I didn't. And I got home and I saw the Lyft sticker on my shirt. And I was like, what? Wow.
Honestly, that was a good one, Corinne. That might have been the best one that we had on the podcast, Kev. What do you think?
No, it was pretty good.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember all of them.
Yeah, no, but I feel like I had a similar situation where I got pulled over.
Sorry, I wasn't expecting you to ask me
that. No,
caught me off guard.
No, it's okay. I really don't ever ask Kevin questions.
Yeah,
so,
unless you need me to look up some weird shit.
Yeah, like I asked him, Corinne, what's a whale's penis? And then,
do sharks have two dicks?
Sharks have two penises. But I'm like, his wife is probably going to kill me because of his Google history.
You wanted me to look up like male enhancement last week or something. I'm like, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, I just love weird things. And Girls Night is all about weirdness and weird people. That's why I have Corinne Olympios on. Okay. So that was actually a really good. But when I got pulled over, my friend was driving and I looked at her. I was drunk. And then I looked at her and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm definitely not that fucked up. So I was like, bitch, pull over. So I start driving. Literally, we swapped and I started driving and I get pulled over. I had to do the walking test. This was also underage, dumb as fuck. I was literally 2 minutes from my house and I got pulled over. I had to do the ABCs, the walking test. My heart was inside my vagina. I don't know how I passed, but I did. But he definitely knew. Like, I was... When I think back, I'm like, why did I make... When you're young, you make your dumb decisions, Alexis and Corinne. But, you know, it is what it is. Life goes on and we're still alive.
Exactly.
And other people are still alive. That's like one thing. Okay, we're going to go to some Girls Night listeners' questions. We got a lot of questions about Raquel. How's she doing? What she's up to? Where is she? I just feel like I want to hang out with Raquel for one day and just... like have her like spoon me. Is that weird? And then make me cheese pasta and cucumbers.
I'm dead.
And would she spoon me? Like just like a warm like hug, you know?
Yeah. She does. Me and Taylor were taking a nap the other day and she came in. She goes, are you sleeping? And I was like, yes, Raquel, I'm sleeping. And then she goes, you want blanket? And she comes over and puts a blanket on me and tucks me in like a taco. And it was really comfy. And then later she made me lemon salad and cheese pasta. And it was great. And I'm really upset that I didn't video it because that would have been premier content.
No, it's so funny that I went on YouTube. I was just because I was trying to find content from D'Lo. Because D'Lo and I weren't as close in the mansion. So I didn't really know what she was up to. I mean, we were close. We definitely got closer after. But I was watching the video and you came up. I mean, if you just type in Bachelor 21, you're everywhere. And I was like, I have to have Corinne on because I forgot how fucking hilarious one our entire season was. But you especially, like when you told everyone about your nanny and everybody's like, do you have kids? And you're like, no. And you're like, I don't know how to...
Jasmine literally fell. She got so upset that she literally fell on the floor.
Jasmine in any situation is fucking like her reaction to things is just so iconic. That's why she's made for reality TV, because she's a fucking psycho, but I love it. But she was like, Corinne, and you're like, nobody makes my cucumber salad with the amount of lemon and garlic salt like Raquel. And I was like, this, and then you were like, I'm like an onion. You're just going to have to peel back. Was it corn or?
No. I said onion, but I was like a corn husk. You have to peel back the layers to get to all the kernels, all the little bits of information.
Yeah. And then everybody would get so pissed because you would take naps. The nap queen. But it's just so funny because I would take naps too and not one person would care. But if Corinne took a nap, all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
I was like, guys, I was sleeping too. Everybody was like, no one cares, Alexis. I wasn't a threat. That was it. Like I wasn't a threat to anybody. You know what I mean? They knew like this dolphin chick ain't lasting long. We don't have to worry about her.
Oh, but you did last long.
I did, but I knew like he wasn't the one, which was fine. Okay. I'm sorry, I got a little sidetracked, but what we're gonna do.
Wait, something?
What?
Do you or do you not think that we were the turning point for the show? Like the evolution of the show becoming more of a reality show than a love show? Because nobody lasts anymore. No one goes on to find love. It's more of just like a fun reality show now. And yeah, we were the turning point. And I strongly believe that.
And you were the reason for the alcohol limit.
Yeah.
But Corinne, I think all networks do this now.
Yeah, because they don't want a Corinne situation.
No, but I had a bunch of Love Islander contestants, Love Island contestants on, and they were only allowed to drink wine and beer. I don't know. Actually, I think it was only wine.
I think it was just wine.
Yeah. I'm like.
Even that was limited, I think.
Yeah, and it was like, I was like, oh my God, I was freaking out because we were limited with hard liquor. So I can only imagine wine for a month.
Yeah, no.
Not for me. Okay. My mom said, are you happy?
Am I happy?
Tracy what is wants to know if you're happy, Corinne.
I'm getting there. I just had a major life change where I literally thought I was marrying, you know, my partner in life. And then he came home one day and told me that he doesn't want to get married. So that was interesting. I never thought I'd be living in Miami again, and I am. I am happy to be close to my family, but it's definitely something to get used to.
Yeah. I mean, you were living with him for how, like, 2-3 years?
2 years.
And he just doesn't want to get married ever?
I honestly don't know, and I didn't really have the heart to ask. I mean, that's all I needed to hear for me to be like, okay, like, I got to be out then.
Aw, Corinne, I feel like, though, you sound like you're okay though.
I mean, I'm really strong. Actually, that's something that really helped me, like being on the show, is I've become so mentally strong as a human being with everything I went through with the show and just being on the show that, I mean, I.
And then all the haters and everything. It's just.
I can handle some pretty serious shit.
Oh, good. Well, I'm happy for you. And I want you to deserve the best and I want you to be happy. So, if he's not the one, out with old, in with the new. And you're back on the dating scene. So that platinum vagine is getting it in, I feel like.
Honestly, like, I don't, like, it's so platinum and so special that, like, I don't even want anyone near it. I'm, like, scared of it.
It's like when, I feel like when you pull down your pants, it's like, oh, like, you know, from movies, when, like, they open up a treasure chest and it's the gold light. I feel like that's what comes out of your vagina.
Literally, like, actually, like, hooked up with a guy in New York, and he literally looked at me and he was like, your pussy is magic, it is platinum. And I was like, whoa, it's like the only with Instagram. Cool.
It really is beautiful. And I mean, this is really creepy that we keep talking about it, but like, I've seen a lot of vaginas in my life, not in that way, just, you know,
just girls changing and
just
shit.
Visuals. And honestly, you're definitely top three. What an honor, right? Okay. Someone said, did you ever go through an awkward stage or have you always been a hottie?
Oh, no. Definitely went through the worst awkward stage literally ever. Oof.
Mine was probably bad. From fifth to 11th grade.
What?
Mine was probably from fifth to junior year in high school.
Yeah. At eight,
it was a long one.
Third to sixth grade.
Yeah. Braces.
I had a haircut up to my ears and I had buck teeth. And my hair was puffy. So my head
you had
was
a mushroom
really
cut.
I did.
I need a picture. I need a picture for the girls on Instagram, please.
I can actually send you one. It's embarrassing.
No, please do. I need it for my life and soul. Okay. Last but not least, was the drama, did I ask this? Was the drama real with Taylor or did the producers push it?
The drama was so real with Taylor that like it carried like into our lives off camera. And like it was a problem on and off camera. It was a problem. She was a problem. And very quickly people started to realize how horrible she was as well. And now the whole world does. So I'm really glad.
Oh, I forgot about all the shit that went down with her.
What do you mean? How did you forget about that? She's a fucking psycho. Literally said that she wants Jews to fucking be her slaves. And like, dude, nah. Like, you're sick.
No, she hit every category, every type of person. She,
like, well, one thing autistic kids don't have to worry about. First of all, I have autistic cousins in my family. They're my first cousins. And I take that super seriously, even more than Jews.
And I mean, anything.
But like, said that she's like, one thing autistic kids don't have to worry about is like molesters won't want them. And like, literally go.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she's psycho.
Wait, I didn't know that. That, I mean, I saw a lot of things she said, which all were on a. I don't even know how that would come out of your brain and like you would tweet that. You know, that's just something that would never cross my mind. So it's just mind blowing to hear that. And to tweet it. Is just so bugged out.
And keep it up after you're on a show.
And then, that's really bad. I didn't know that. I mean, it's regardless, really everything was horrible, but still, like, that's, whoa. Really bad, so it's safe to say that the drama was real. But then you guys were kind of friendly on Paradise for the day that you were there.
No, I literally just said hello to her. And it's not a thing.
Yeah, she also doesn't drink, which I don't. But
like, you're fucking psycho.
Would you ever be friends with Taylor if someone gave you $1 million?
Honestly, no. I'll do OnlyFans and make $1 million before I would fucking be friends with Taylor Nolan for $1 million.
Well, let's wrap that up. You have some aura, sugar, beads to do. I have to get a spray tan. I'm heading to Nashville, Tennessee, people. For my first time, I'm popping my Nashville cherry, and I'm so excited.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! But thank you so much for coming on Girls Night. Do you want to tell our followers where they can follow you, anything you have going on you like to mention? Yeah. And she's single.
You're going to come on my podcast next week. My podcast, you can find it on iTunes. It's called Corinne Saves Us All. We talk about anything and everything. Super fun. Alexis will be on next week. Right, bitch?
Oh, yeah.
And then you can find me on Instagram at @colympios, at colympios.
And tell them about your beads.
Oh, and of course, get your custom beads. We do all accessories, belly chains, phone charms, chokers, everything, bracelets.
I want to get some for my nieces too. They're so cute.
Aura Sugar.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to come on your podcast. And woo! I'm happy. I mean, honestly, Miami's not the worst place to be. You know? I know things didn't work out, but Miami, I am an animal in Miami.
Okay, we can be animals too.
Yeah, but I should not be allowed in Miami. I just transform into a psychopath. And like, I'm already a psychopath. So like the psychopath that exists in Miami does a lot of tutsi. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to follow at Girls Night Hangout, at Alexis Waters _, at Hoop Nation by Alexis, and leave a review on Apple iTunes and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thank you, Girls Night Gang, and have the best week ever. Love you, Corinne.